Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaisu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaisu, and I'm coming to you from a great new restaurant in Niagara Falls called The Geekery, and I'm here with the Doing It Geek gang. We have Sue, Mike, and Chris. How's it going, guys?
It's good.
Great.
Doing pretty good.
Now, I just ate here for the first time. I had something called the Torch, which was really awesome and really hot. Who came up with that idea?
That was Mike.
Well, you know what? Most of the food ideas are literally between me and Sue. When Chris came in not too long ago, we're coming up with some more crazy food ideas. But, I mean, the menu was back and forth between the both of us hallucinating and being here for a really long time.
Just because we were tired, not for any drug reason.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
No, we'll point that out.
I was going to say, people that like spicy food, they're going to love that burger.
Then they should try the Nacho Libre poutine, too.
That's on my wish list for next time.
Yeah.
So, I know you've been at this a while. It's been like a dream of yours for a few years now. Literally, it took you a few years to get this place up and running, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, tell the fine folks here about some of the preparation you guys did over the last few months to get it going.
Oh, a lot of crying. No, well, we were actually going to open up earlier, but just because of delays, we couldn't. And we gave our blood, sweat, and tears in here, you know, 14-hour days painting and preparing and, you know, watching the money go down.
Oh, yeah.
But it's actually kind of neat. It's very weird and surreal to see this all, like, alive.
You know? Come to fruition.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, for those of you that don't know, it is a geek-themed restaurant, which... Mm-hmm. First of its kind, I think.
Right? It is. That's why I'm doing it.
I mean, it's a great idea for people like me, of course. Great idea right off the bat when I heard it. It's a good place for geeks to come in and hang out.
And play board games.
Play board games. Yeah, tell us a little bit about Sketchbook Comics involvement.
Well, we asked Jeff a long time ago if we were going to do something, if they wanted to come in. And when we were looking at the early spring at this place, I said, we've got a spot. Are you interested? And Joel and Jeff said, yeah. So... they have their retail store in the front, and they have their lending library of board games. And, you know, I think it draws a lot of people because it's not just a restaurant anymore. So I'm glad that they're aboard.
Yeah, definitely. And I noticed today that you're giving away comics to kids that come in as well.
Yeah, that was Joel and Jeff's idea, too. They brought all their free comic book day here. So that's kind of neat. So now we have, like, a big, you know, happy community here of Sketchbook and Doing a Geek and everything else.
Now, Chris, you recently came on board. What was your initial thoughts when you heard about this place?
Oh, I was floored. I heard about it about almost 2 years ago. A friend of Sue's kind of told me about it, said it was like I get along with the owner perfectly, and it was kind of like right up my alley because I'm heavily tattooed. I have a lot of comic books. So I wasn't originally planning on coming on until I met these two owners, and they just kind of blew me away. And everything that they're doing here, I think, is amazing. I've worked for a lot of, like, heartless corporations, like casinos and just big chains, and this is the first time where it feels like I'm part of, like, a closely knit family. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think we've all worked for those heartless corporations and things like that. So
you won't name who they are.
Yeah.
Oh, I will.
It's actually a major part of how we run stuff here, especially for me, who's been a part of jobs and stuff that, you know, you come from kitchens and you watch the owner, you know, just treat people how they shouldn't be treated. So the way I see it is if I do things opposite, you know, you get more bees with honey, you know, that's the way it is.
Plus we're hiring people that, you know, maybe can't get jobs anywhere else, and special needs people. We want to be able to involve everybody, and I think that's a great opportunity for them to come on board and learn a few skills and have a purpose to come to. I mean, as you know, I have two autistic kids, and I originally wanted them to come on board, but unfortunately they're not really capable of being in here right now. So I'm glad that that's a part of it, and the community can feel like they're welcome no matter what, whether they are special needs or geeks or just, you know, older people who like to play board games.
I was going to say, you, the staff you have in here, they're all super nice. Good kids.
We had a lot of resumes come through this door. Holy moly. Like, we had to pinpoint it and narrow it down to just a select few. But every single one of these kids are awesome. They all are into geeky things and cosplayers, and they all feel like they've been here forever already, you know?
That's cool. Maybe we should give a shout-out to Aaron Russell for helping you out.
Oh, for sure. He was the one that was in charge of all the employment and narrowed it all down to the last few that we should choose. And he even has a menu item named after him.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a couple menu items here. I guess after local celebrities, you have one, the Pulp Nation, you have the Aaron Russert.
Yeah.
The Aaron Russert.
Russert, sorry.
It's fantastic, though. That idea, pretty much, you got to give to Sue because, like, she made it.
Tell him what it is, guys.
It's pretty much, it's a mashed potato, right, that's baked in the oven.
It's a baked potato.
Okay, sorry, it's a baked potato.
A russet.
Right, and then you kind of cut the top off of it, you gut it, and then you put your shepherd's pie mix into it, and you take the gutted parts and you make mashed potatoes out of it, put that over top, put cheddar cheese on it, and we're going to add some gravy over top of that, and you have a good time.
That sounds pretty awesome, actually. I'm not going to lie.
Really good, man.
It is.
And the fried chicken, amazing. Again, that's Sue. I can't... the white gravy sausage thing, that's a great idea. Like, it's phenomenal. That sells like hotcakes, so...
It sells like fried chicken.
It sells like hot fried chicken.
The Pulp Nation burger, I haven't really tried. Not a big fan of blue cheese and guacamole on a burger.
I'll have to see what other people think of that.
And, of course, Jeff wanted to be on the menu, too. And I said, hey, you got a store. You know, why do you need a menu item? So maybe next menu we'll put him on the menu, too. And
we got the geek burger.
What was that? You know, as we're going to be changing the menu up anyway. So this is just a soft opening menu just to get the feel, because this is a brand new thing. We didn't know how many people we should hire. We didn't know how much we should order. It's very tricky, you know, trying to figure out everything when this is such a new thing and we've hired everybody at once. So the menu will change and evolve, and new ideas. Like, we're really into the input of other people who work here, and if they've got creative ideas, then, you know, we take bits and pieces and figure things out, and maybe there will be a We Got the Geek thing on the menu.
Yeah, that's a major thing for me, is not hindering any type of creativity. Even though, you know, we've done the menu and stuff, I'm looking forward to sitting down with the kitchen and coming up with, you know, fantastic food ideas. You know, like today we served a flatbread pizza inside of a Nintendo, which is really cool to see, man. I mean, it's just something that's it's not been done. Like, it's never been done. There's lots more coming, man. There's so many more ideas that are just...
And Chris has some fantastic ideas for the new menu, too.
Cool.
Yeah,
nice.
Looking at a pierogi pizza.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's lots of things to come. We're not going to give anything away, but...
So, besides the menu, I did want to ask you, you had a great idea, actually. Most of the tables in here you had drawn by local artists. How did you come up with that idea, and tell us a little bit about those?
Well, that came to me in a dream. Like, 2 years or 3 years ago, I'd be lying there going, wouldn't it be cool if you could have different things? And I really want to showcase local talent in here. So we've got a lot of prints from local artists from here to Toronto, and a lot of them are signed, a lot of them are on board that they want to come and actually sell them here in some kind of artist's... You know, and David and Matt and Tom, who did the Zelda table and the comic book hero table over there, they're great guys. I mean, Matt, I don't know how we could function without him, because he does all of our tech here. And David came as Leatherface the other day. And
I saw the picture.
I mean, they hang out here. They're a great bunch of kids, so I'm looking forward to seeing more of his artwork. In fact, you can buy David's artwork here. He's got a binder here sitting at the bar, $10 a print. Phenomenal
good
artist.
Stuff. Good
yeah,
stuff.
So his Breaking Bad is Robin Williams.
Oh no, like, Philip Seymour.
Wow, man.
Wow.
Like, just like
it looks like a picture.
Yeah, it looks like his face pops off the picture. He's about to talk to you. You're like, whoa.
So, yeah, if you come down, and he's got a great Majora's Mask in there, and some YouTubers. So, yeah, come and pick up a print. They're $10 here, and support local artists.
I mean, this is day five for us. So, I mean...
Day five, and last night we sold the burgers, onion things, and shit.
Very cool.
So yeah.
Tell us a little bit about... Well, right now I should mention we're sitting at the Game of Thrones table. Tell us a little bit about the themed tables here. Anyone want to field that one?
Well, I guess what it was is that we had a couple of coves, and we thought to ourselves, you know, let's theme it up a little bit. Let's do some stuff. So, like me and Sue, we did the... Game of Thrones room, painted it, put everything up. She bought a crazy sword, sits on the wall.
Plagues, dragons,
the Star Winter Wars is coming sword.
Star Wars theme and the 8-bit theme. We did the base for those rooms, and then a talented girl named Jana Bergsma came in and detailed the rest of it for us. And I'm not really going to give anything away. If you haven't seen it, go check it out, or come here and check it out, because that's all I'm saying.
You can explain it a little bit.
Well, it kind of... I love the 8-bit because it goes like Mario 1, 2, and 3.
And you can sit at the desk.
And you can sit at the Nintendo controller and eat. And
Star Wars Cantina.
Star Wars, I like that too, yeah. We get in there and we sit at the Death Star and
complimentary tartar bink sauce.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that, my friends, is why you all make things together. Understand?
I was there for that creation.
The tartar. No one's going to buy it, though, because they don't like it, right? But still, though, it's good.
I don't like tartar sauce. So
you got to serve that and say, how rude.
There you go. Another one, man. That's awesome.
It's only here for the first day and not the other 2 days.
Yeah.
Like I was supposed to be part of the trilogy.
There you go.
Caught him.
That's true. Nice, I heard about that.
Nicely done, sir.
There you go. So, and that's the other thing, too, is that the people that we've hired are educated, knowledgeable of the things that we're doing here. They're not just people off the street. I mean, getting a kitchen staff that we have in here the very first round is impossible. You don't do that. You know what I mean? You just don't get it. But, you know, these people work really, really well together, and I'm very appreciative of what they've done and what they can do.
And you know what? This kitchen would not run if it wasn't for Chris either. So, yeah, I'm thankful that Chris has come on board and that,
cool.
You know, he was willing to come in and give his expertise.
Pulling all my guys that I worked under.
We're not going to tell you what corporation we stole them from, but...
Well, when I first got here, I asked if they needed help with, like, hiring staff either front of the house or back of the house, and they said yeah. So I had a couple people that I worked with, family, and they loved working under me at previous jobs, and they all were jumping at the chance to come over. So we all worked together, so... Even on the first day, it was a new menu. We knew each other, so everything went smooth, and it's been awesome. And
cool.
Getting to work with Mike, and our brains are like the same wavelength. We're coming up with some amazing things. Pumped. We're starting to sit down and come up with new ideas. Maybe see what's working on the menu and see what's not. And we're going to come up with like a newer one, probably second wave, I'm going to say.
Yeah, for sure. If you
like
also,
a zombie apocalypse,
you better check out our Facebook
Second
page
wave.
Too. If you check out our Facebook, you'll see the specials.
I'd like to do a horror booth.
Yeah, we were talking about that. We were talking about that over there because the original lamps that actually had iron chains and stuff hanging from it. We just didn't have cash.
I've got tons of cool.
But you got to think there's little kids in here too. You can't make it that scary.
I want to see a Sharknado room then.
Our hostess even dresses in cosplay every day that she comes in.
Yeah,
yesterday she was Poison Ivy.
Really?
Yeah.
She's in a Harry Potter looking outfit today.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool.
Scarlett Johansson looking.
Yeah, we had Black Widow here. One of our servers was Black Widow one day. I mean, whatever. It's like I encourage that kind of thing. But where else can you eat at a restaurant and get served by cosplay?
No, it's not a restaurant. Let's get this one thing clear right now. This is not a restaurant. We have a menu. You have food. But this is called a geekery. This is a new word that people are not grasping yet. But whenever you see that big G, whenever you see that geekery, you know what's inside of that place.
Geekery now trending.
That's right. Geekery now trending. Thank you, Chris. There you go.
Cool. So, for your social media, where can people go to check out the the geekery?
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
We have a website, www.doingageek.com. You can get in touch with us. That's doingageek@gmail.com. Or you can call the geekery at 289-932-1621. Make reservations.
Or you can call Sue's cell phone.
And before we go, I just want to mention that we have a big date coming up here at the Geek. July 4th. We Got the Geek is proud to be presenting with you your grand opening that night.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And we're going to have a big cosplay contest.
Yeah, and we're going to have artists come in. David's going to come in. We did the Zelda table. DJ, you know, it's going to be a huge event.
We're going to have little giveaways throughout the night as well.
We've got some prizes, too.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be a blast. So, I suggest you get here, and it's going to be a little bit busy.
Yeah, you can check the details of that out on our Facebook page. We Got the Geek page. And it's going to be a good night.
And don't forget, there's parking right across the street next to the cash store. People tend to forget that. And employee parking only in the bar.
In the back.
Because there's at least 75 spots across the street. And it's free after 4 and free on weekends, too. So.
And we will definitely mention that on the event page as well. And thanks for letting us be part of your event. We really appreciate it. I think it's going to be great, and we can definitely help each other out.
For sure.
And I want to thank you guys for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today. And I hope continued success for you guys. It's a great place. Based on the meal I had here today.
Are you going to come for the Jenga for us?
I'll definitely try that. I'm going to give it right now, the meal I had out of 5. 5 Vulcan salutes, and I'll give it a tip of the Indiana Jones fedora as well.
Cool.
Just the tip?
Oh. Anyhow, thanks, guys, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.